This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on West Virginia teachers and English university workers. One of the undercurrents of my long slog across Europe and the United Kingdom has been the close attention and excitement roused by the West Virginia teachers and their dramatic and ultimately successful strike. In Bulgaria, one of our numbers from West Virginia first called the plan to my attention as the first of a kind in his state where teachers, without even a collective bargaining agreement, had decided to take action after being offered an insulting 1% raise for each of 5 consecutive years, along with an increase in health insurance benefits that would decimate any of those proposed legislative increases. Given that West Virginia teachers and school workers are always in the race for lowest paid in the country with states in the Deep South, the fact that they were saying enough is enough was inspiration in and of itself. Originally, we had heard the plan was for a 2-day strike, then more days began to add on, and I began to follow the whole affair more and more closely as the teachers' convictions seemed to be deepening. When they rejected a negotiated deal between the governor and the union leaders that would have given them more money, as well as all state employees, because both houses of the legislature had not agreed and the insurance mess was still not resolved, then I can tell we were watching some real freedom fighters that would change the state of West Virginia and perhaps more. Finally, they want a 5% increase in the package they needed from the governor and legislative leaders, mossbacks that threatened that they would balance the state budget for the wage increases by taking it out of Medicaid, essentially trying to punish the poor to upbraid their own workers, forced the governor to assure the teachers that this would never happen. Part of the reason the strike has been followed so closely in recent days is because many university employees have started a rolling strike in England. Several of our members in Sheffield had to leave as soon as the screening ended because they had picket line duty the next day. In Brighton, Acorn leaders were buzzing and running out to make calls and catch the news, since several worked as administrative staff at Suffolk and other area universities. The issue here has been a proposal to change the pension from a defined benefit to a defined contribution scheme, which many have no doubt accurately calculated would cost them thousands of pounds now and even more in lost benefits in the future. 61 of more than 100 universities are participating, and the tactic thus far has been one day out the first week, 2 the second, 3 the third, and so on, and now preparation for a week-long strike in coming days. Will they win? Hard to say, but they want to be West Virginians now, and many are hoping that these pushbacks by labor at the grassroots rank and file level are a sign of change in the labor movement and a message to employers and politicians everywhere that working families are now drawing the line. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.